Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Great to have you with us. It's Tuesday afternoon. Adelaide Collingwood up tonight. We're here for Ace Gutters and Civil Training Australia. Righto, Cats and Saints, the Ninjas from last night. Just before you get to the Ninjas, give me your takeaway from that one last night.
It's like a game we've seen a few of recently where it's the little brother seeing if they're a contender and they come up against the big brother, and as the game wears on, they shrink and realise, not yet. Not there yet. They're in that rung below the Saints. They were really poor, the Saints. But the Cats were impressive, weren't they?
Big.
Really, really good.
Mm. They looked big. They looked strong. They looked fast last night. They were sharp, Geelong, last night. And we've said this before, and I've said this before, I've been waiting for them to fall off the cliff, and they do make you feel like a goose sometimes, Geelong, because you might sort of get a bit ahead of reality when it comes to them. But they looked as fresh as just about any side as I've seen through this phase of footy, you know, with back-to-back games and short breaks and all the rest of it. They looked... there was a brightness about that performance last night that all...
And the polar opposite of the Saints, wasn't it?
Yeah, true.
They looked really flat and on their heels. And it reminded me of a... Rocket Ed used to always tell us, fatigue makes cowards of us all. And there had a bit of that vibe to it last night. They just looked a bit cooked, the Saints. So they need to reload.
No, that's a perfect...
Yeah, but the ninja review, Andy. Yep,
go on.
The ninja review. So the Death Star... Coxie. Now, we could have given it easily to Tom Hawkins, who, you know, he played a pretty perfect game for a full forward, kicked five, but he's had Death Stars before, and he'll have them again.
Yep.
Last night, Gary Rowan, four goals, three. Yeah. Now, that's when sides look different. You know, Geelong did what Geelong can do in a lot of ways, but when you throw in that kind of a performance, and that's what he does have in the kit bag. But he doesn't do it enough, Andy. He doesn't.
No.
I can't think of a player who's ever played more games that's had nine touches and a good goal. That's Gary Rowan for like week in, week out. I know he's had injury issues and all of that, but if he could string a few more of these, because it's a... You know, last night it wasn't a match winning, it was just a part of the onslaught, but he can be a match winner for them. So, we'd like
fantastic.
To see Gary with a bit more Death Star action.
Yep.
The poison dart, the poison dart last night was an entire team, Andy.
What?
Entire team put one of their own teammates to sleep. The St Kilda boys put Brad Hill to sleep. You've got to give him the ball.
Right.
Even the coach wants them to give him the ball. Give your boy the ball.
Well, Coxie, I thought you were about to play it. It was a lovely handball over the top. Here is what the coach had to say about that.
Maybe if we give it to him a little bit more when he's free. So when he's out in the open or got 5, 10, 20 metres on his opponent, maybe give him the ball. Because there's times there that he should get the ball, and we're scratching our head saying, why won't we give it to him? I think he worked to some good parts of the ground and we didn't give him the footy. So I think we played a part in that.
Just concentrate on the meat and potatoes, Coxie, all right? It's all very nice to have the la-di-da and the bells and whistles, but we just need every now and again, thank you,
do the extraordinary. No, sometimes we just need you to do the ordinary.
Just let them go through. Sometimes playing no shot's a good shot to play, Coxie. All right, just remember that. Well played. Hill, just 7 disposals, averaging only 14, averaged 25 last year. So there might be a lot in what you and Brett Ratton are saying. The Samurai.
There were players who had more of the ball, but I love Zach Tui's game. I mean, I'm a Zach Tui fan. Because
he's mine for tomorrow.
Okay.
That's me man.
Oh, he's your man.
There you go.
Well, he's on our list, I mean, he's an Irishman. He's a moustache man. His old man worked in an Irish prison. So we're all in already.
He could be an extra in Peaky Blinders.
He could be that. You know? He wears number 2. He's a halfback flanker. He ticks every box.
Yes, he's Irish.
But, geez, he plays a good brand of footy. I love watching him play, and he was just 18 disposals last night, but he doesn't waste them, and he has a big impact. So Zach Tui was the Samurai last night. And the nunchucks.
Come on, Coxie. Come on. So we got to be
I'm still troubled by what that sound effect is. I don't really know what he typed into the search engine. It's how you get frog marched out of a business. That's how I know. Whatever you typed, it was inappropriate,
rules.
Matthew. But the nunchucks last night were Jake Carlisle, who was all over the shop, really. He just had a howler. He was completely outmaneuvered, manhandled, outclassed by big Tommy Hawkins, and he just wasn't able to get his thing going at all.
Well done to you. Simon Mann's going to join us after the news, so I'm looking forward to that. But because there's games all over the place and we're bouncing from one to the next, and I know people love seeing the song after a game of footy and hearing it.
Yep.
There'll be a lot of Geelong supporters who maybe missed this last night in their haste to get from one game to the next or to do a bit of stuff before the second game started. So we'll go to the news off the back of it. But in case you missed the Geelong song last night, here it is. Je viens, oui, songe au grand bateau, à Noé noir de remords, et que l'amour t'attend, oh, les alors, l'amour,